It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins.
No. Glad you're with us on a Monday. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. What might qualify as the most bizarre story of the day. A Taylorsville woman was arrested over the weekend for abusing her elderly parents. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports the woman beat and poured laundry detergent on the couple.
Police say 42-year-old Ann Cockrell went crazy on her 69-year-old mother and 72-year-old father, telling them she was going to kill them, beating them with their oxygen tanks, and pouring Tide laundry detergent on them. Police say the two were injured by the attacks. Cockrell is charged with two counts of aggravated abuse of a disabled or elderly adult and two counts of aggravated assault.
Court records show Cockrell pleaded guilty in abeyance to trespassing earlier this year in exchange for other charges of abusing her parents being dropped. KSL News Time 501. Maria Chaleos is here with new details about the dangers of vaping.
Jeff, the CDC is now investigating nearly 100 cases of possible lung illnesses linked to e-cigarettes, many involving teenagers. Here's Dr. Christy Satamelli. She's from Johns Hopkins University.
A common misconception is that they're just harmless water vapor, but it's not true. In addition to nicotine, which is very addictive, these products emit heavy metals such as lead, harmful chemicals like benzene, flavorings, which can do damage to the lungs when they're inhaled, and also ultrafine particles, which are very damaging to the heart and lungs.
Health officials right here in Utah are warning about an alarming number of lung diseases, and they're looking to see if they're connected to vaping. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. And Paul, how many cases are we talking about?
Well, in this state, they say there are 5 cases of pneumonitis, or inflammation of the lungs. All of those patients are going through coughing, chest pains, and fatigue, and they got so bad that all of them needed to be hospitalized. Some needed help breathing. Now, health officials say all of those patients report either vaping or inhaling something else, like marijuana or CBD oil.
These severe cases of pneumonitis, we know that the people that have been reported to us have reported vaping, but we don't know if that's what's caused it yet. So this is an investigation that's ongoing.
Utah Department of Health epidemiologist Keegan McCaffrey says they're also looking into whether or not there are more cases in the 5 that they know of. Those patients are also having stomach problems like vomiting or nausea. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Back to school.
Back to school.
Crossing guards say it's incredible how many drivers are not paying attention. Judy Burr is constantly watchful as she helps kids cross the street near Emerson Elementary School in Salt Lake City.
My whole focus is how I can get these kids across the street safely without having any incidents, or I'm not going to have to call fire department.
And remember, school buses are going to be making frequent stops. You can't go around the flashing stop sign. School started today for much of the Wasatch Front. Warning signs are being put up around Manaway Reservoir in Box Elder County after the discovery of an algal bloom. Health officials say they are still conducting tests, but there are enough toxins in the algae to prompt the health warnings. Several other bodies of water in Utah are also dealing with similar blooms. KSL's top national stories this hour. The NYPD officer who placed Eric Garner in a chokehold shortly before Garner died has now lost his job. A New York Police Department judge ruled Friday that Officer Daniel Pantaleo was guilty of using a chokehold and should be fired in the case of the 2014 death of Garner. Here's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio after the decision was announced.
Today will not bring Eric Garner back, but I hope it brings some small measure of closure and peace to the Garner family.
The judge ruled that the 7-second chokehold violated department policy. The struggle between Garner and Officer Pantaleo was caught on video that sparked nationwide protests. Pantaleo has been on desk duty. Troubling video out of Southern California High School Awards Ceremony shows a group of students giving a Nazi salute and singing a song formerly used by the German army to greet Adolf Hitler. The video uploaded to Instagram also included the song's lyrics being sung by the 10 members of the boys' water polo team at Pacifica High School in Garden Grove. Now, the Daily Beast reports school officials have disciplined the students, but the nature of the discipline is unclear. The video has since been removed. The man accused of threatening to shoot up a Jewish community center in Youngstown, Ohio, pleads not guilty in his first court appearance. ABC's Ryan Burrow reports.
Wearing an orange jumpsuit, 20-year-old James Reardon Jr. appearing in court from jail by video. If Reardon posts $250,000 bond, he will be released under house arrest, but is ordered to stay at least 500 feet away from Jewish places of worship, will not be allowed to possess firearms or use social media, and is subject to random house visits. Reardon is charged with telecommunications harassment and aggravated menacing charges for allegedly posting a video showing a person firing an assault rifle with screams and sirens heard in the background and tagging a Jewish community center in Youngstown.
It is unclear if Reardon will face federal charges. And in today's edition of Dumb Criminals, a New York man is being accused of impersonating a police officer after trying to pull over a van. I'm not sure he knew it was full of police detectives. I'm pretty sure he didn't know. 12 News Long Island reports that the 25-year-old turned on his emergency lights, blew an air horn in efforts to stop the van. Well, after each of the detectives identified themselves, guess what he did then? He tried to flee in his car. He was eventually stopped and arrested. It's unclear why he was trying to stop that van. KSL News Time, 5:05.
You're trying to flee in your car. We have first look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
And we are now upgrading this delay northbound I-15 in Draper to emergency traffic. It's due to a crash, possible injuries. Northbound approaching 123rd South. It's been blocking left lanes of traffic, causing stop and go delays through Bluffdale. Also in the Draper area, we have traffic lights malfunctioning at 114th South and I-15. They're flashing red in all directions. You want to use a lot of caution getting through there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, Ricky, KSL News Time 5:06. Back to